welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast with your host, pharmacist Michael, where you learn everything about happy, healthy living. Now, here's your host, pharmacist Michael.
Today, I have a very special treat for you. We're going to talk about autism, and I have my good friend Daphne, who I'm going to interview. She has a 15-year-old autistic son, and let's hear what she has to say about autism and how to treat people with autism. How has autism changed your life?
Oh, it's changed my life for the better. Way, way better. Much more patience, much more learning, much more just everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you look at this as a blessing.
Absolutely.
That is so good to hear.
Yes.
What advice would you give a new parent of an autistic child?
To educate themselves. Start reading books. Be nice to your therapist. Be nice to the other moms. And educate yourself. Don't completely rely on somebody else to give you that information, because it may be wrong or it may be right, or they may see things differently than you do. So if you're educating yourself, you have those facts yourself.
What does your typical day look like?
Our typical day, we get up, we have breakfast. 8 o'clock, we start our school routine. We brush our teeth, brush our hair. We get to our computers and get ready for our school day. I have it all written down for them, so they kind of know ahead of time what's going on, which works well for Christopher because it's already there and he knows what to expect. There's nothing going to pop up at him.
Do you ever change his routine?
No. No. We used to try to do that, but it's just kind of stressful for him. And if it's not necessary, we just don't need to do it. If we have to go to a dentist or the eye doctor, we have to talk about that in advance, where we're going, who we're seeing, all of that kind of stuff. It used to be a big, big deal. And now he does much better with tolerating that.
How do you deal with less than ideal behavior from him?
Thankfully, he's pretty well behaved. When he was younger, it was a little bit different, but he's pretty well behaved now. You know, he complains sometimes about his work, or if he has to do a chore or something he doesn't like. Usually it's just, you know, oh, I'm sorry you don't like it, but we got to do it anyway.
You mentioned to me before that some things can set him off, things such as bugs.
Yes, he can't do bugs. He can't do bugs that crawl. He can't do bugs that fly. He can't do, like, snakes at, you know, even if it's like a little petting zoo, he's not interested in those animals at all.
And loud noises also, right?
Loud noises, yes. Loud car noises, loud motorcycle noises, fire trucks, ambulances. Part of his school day, because we don't do public school, we had to be on top of knowing if there was going to be a fire drill or tornado drill. Whatever drill they had for the day, we had to know ahead of time. And we had a great teacher that would actually put Christopher's headphones on his desk when he knew that there was going to be, you know, fire alarm that day. So he was looked after. But just out of the blue is very scary.
If you were out with him, and let's say a bee landed on his arm, how would you calm him down?
We have to kind of remove him from the situation first and, you know, try to talk him through it. He likes to have his arms scrubbed with your fingernails sometimes. We've seen him try to bolt before with a loud car at the gas station a while back. We didn't think about it, but a motorcycle came in and it panicked him so much, he went for the run. We caught him and he was safe, but we were a bit shocked that he did that because it's very dangerous to do that.
Right. Wow. What is your best advice for someone who comes in contact with an autistic child, or maybe has to work with one on a day-to-day basis?
Be kind. Also, educate yourself. A lot of people don't know a whole lot about that and what may trigger or may not trigger people like that, eye contact, certain things like that, Or just even ask. If they can tell you, they'll tell you.
You talked about getting a therapist earlier. Do you have any advice on where you can find a good therapist?
When we got Christopher's diagnosis, they explained all that stuff. We got a speech therapist, an occupational therapist. We did have a physical therapist. And we also had, it was a learning group. I can't remember. It was a language clinic that he went to as well. We just kind of stumbled on them. We got lucky. The language clinic he aged out of at 3. But that included things like teaching him sign language, how to say he's all done, how to kind of trick him into some eye contact so you could see if he's paying attention. And that was great. Like, they did circle time. It was basically training for school. And then we still had speech. And speech is more than just learning words and how to pronounce them and things like that. Speech for them at a young age is a lot of fun. It's back and forth games because you have to learn how to take turns, but normally you wouldn't think about that. Taking turns is a big part of having a conversation with somebody. They could also get you a social story together and says, we'll go to the dentist tomorrow. When we get there, we'll sign in. After we sign in, we'll go see the dentist. When we see the dentist, they'll clean my teeth. So it explains everything step by step, which was a big help for a while too. And occupational therapy, and I love how she worded that. She said, a kid's occupation is to be a kid. So he had to learn, you know, if he wanted to swing, if he wanted to slide, if he wanted to play ball, if he wanted to roll, lots of different things he learned. They have she had a swing hanging from her ceiling, and it took her, I want to say, close to 2 years before he'd sit on that swing with her. She'd put puzzles on there. She put books on there. He didn't want to swing. She didn't give up, though. She got him on that swing eventually.
If you or someone you know suffers from anxiety, try the anxiety formula from Sunshine Nutraceuticals. This supplement is specifically designed to help reduce the symptoms of anxiety. It contains many vitamins, B1, B2, B5, B6, niacin, biotin, zinc, magnesium, potassium, as well as a proprietary blend, which has many herbs, including chamomile, lemon balm, skullcap, ashwagandha, bacopa, and many more. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. You will find many products, including the anxiety formula, in our store.
What about finding a good parents group that can help you?
You need to look into your local area and see if they have something local for like Autism Society. Like here we have one, and they plan events, and it's things that are planned for them. Like, we'll go bowling, but when you go to bowl, they don't turn off all the lights and turn the music up real loud because they know these kids don't like that. We did the swimming pool 1 year. We did bowling, a couple of different things, but it's just set up to be sensory friendly for them.
I want to go back to the point in this interview where you said that having an autistic child was a blessing. Can you elaborate on that? What joys has this brought you in your life?
I'll tell you this. When we first got him diagnosed, I was pretty upset, and I cried. And they wanted to know why I cried. And I said, well, they've just put limits on what he can do, and I don't like that. And the truth of it was, there's not anything that they've asked him to do that he hasn't done, and done extremely well. He just continues to amaze me all the time, every day.
And he has progressed a lot. You found out when he was 3 years old, and he's gotten a whole lot better since then.
Yeah, at that age, he only had about 10 to 15 words.
Right.
He wasn't able to express if something was wrong. He liked to sit a lot and spin wheels. I mean, he just was not anywhere near where he's at now. But early intervention, we started with speech. We started with occupational therapy, started with all of it. If there was a therapy they offered, we did it. His therapist even said that Christopher and one of his friends were like the poster childs for early intervention.
If you have resources, Use them is something else.
Use every single one of them. Don't ever stop learning.
Is there anything that I haven't covered that you would like people out there to know?
Yes, I would say to also educate yourself on the signs, the milestones. That way you can find those early and work on it early. Christopher didn't crawl as a baby. He sat on his legs or his butt and used his legs to scoot everywhere. I thought it was the cutest thing until I realized it was not, because crawling, you have to use left arm, right arm, left arm. You have to alternate with your legs and your arms, and he wasn't able to do that, and I had no idea. He used to put his little cars up on the couch, lining them up, and if we moved one, he would freak out. We thought it was kind of funny. He got mad about his cars, but looking back, it wasn't that funny.
It's, right.
It was all right there in front of me. I just didn't know. And when you look for your local autism chapter, whatever you can find, you need to find an advocate. Not because you need one immediately, but if you're going into the public school system, you may need that, because you'll have an IEP, which is an individualized educational program. And it basically puts supports for them to succeed in a classroom with their peers. They're tough sometimes. So you have to know that, you know, if your child's riding the bus, who are they riding with? How are they getting home? When they get to school, what they do, where their folders go, where the backpacks go, all of these things that you do in a school day, if they're not able to do that, they're going to need that help. So Christopher had a person that sat with him for 30 minutes a day, 4 days a week. And the teacher said at one of these meetings, she didn't think that he needed that. And I said, oh, yes, he needs that. And they fought me on it. I got an advocate and I got it fixed. And it was great. The next year, we had an issue, and I cannot remember what it was, but I called the district girl for the school system, and she came in for an IEP meeting as well. And when she started going through his papers, she was just shocked at how much he had progressed over the years. And her answer to that was, whatever they're doing is obviously working, so keep it in place. Don't take it away. That was pretty awesome. But IEPs are hard, and it's best to have an advocate before you need it. And it's best to educate yourself on it before you get there, because you get there into a room full of people that work with your child, and they're your team. They say, but they want to talk about test scores, weaknesses, goals for the year, things like that. It can be a bit dreadful, and you feel like you're outnumbered sometimes. Getting ahead on that is the best advice ever.
And you do homeschool, right? You don't send your
kids
to school.
Yes, we do. They stay home now, and that has been amazing for Christopher's anxiety levels. He was in middle school. But almost every day, as soon as he come home, everything fell apart, because he would mask it all day and pretend like he understood and pretend like he knew what was going on. And as soon as he got home, there could have been something that happened in first period, and he never learned the other periods because he was still hung up on the first period and he didn't have a helper. It has been good for him to be home and to learn that way. He seems to do a lot better with that. And he's super smart, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to make that happen?
Email me.
So I will have them send me an email.
Send an email.
And then I will get them in touch with you directly. Okay. Well, thank
you. All right.
You
that'll work.
To talk to us. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.